Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, February the 1st, new month, Wednesday, February the 1st of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we are starting the new Clarinomics Temple Builders DNA Blueprint for Success program. And so the shows will be, obviously I won't be doing as many free shows or free content, be devoting most of my time and energy to that particular platform, but I will be doing the 12 noon shows, but maybe not quite as long or maybe as in-depth as some of what we've been doing in the past, but nevertheless, they still will be something that's going to be beneficial. Like today's message, we're talking about one of the most important things, which is your energy, your I-N-N-E-R-G. Which gives you your E-N-E-R-G-Y. So you can't confuse those two items. The energy, the I-N-N-E-R-G, that's your soul. That's the inner you. That's your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect. Those five essence, those five expressions give you your mechanism that we call your effort, which is your energy, your E-N-E-R-G-Y, which is composed of or creates a entity, E-N-I-T-I-T-Y. So your energy creates your energy, and your energy is manifested as an entity. Now, that's not really what important as what I'm about to share with you today, because today, unfortunately, many of us are wasting our energy, both the I-N-N-E-R-G and the E-N-E-R-G-Y. It is this waste or this dissipation of this essence or this frequency or this vibration that is limited. So we have an inexhaustible access to this energy. However, our energy is designed to express, expose, and expand a particular stream or a particular version of this energy. And many of us are knowingly or unknowingly dissipating or wasting our energy. Now, there's a lot of different things we could talk about. We could talk about diet and nutrition. We could talk about exercise and physicality. We could talk about, you know, breathing and mantras. We could talk about sex. We could talk about a lot of different things, stress, a lot of different things that waste your energy or allows your energy to be depleted. But today we want to focus on seven things that are that from an esoteric perspective are sapping you of your energy. And we all do this every day. And it affects your soul. Because remember, your energy is your soul. So again, that's the Clarinomics. So many people can't participate in the Clarinomics Temple Builder DNA activation program, because that's what we're doing. We are actually activating your DNA on a subconscious level by allowing you to take your energy, your Clarinomics, and use it to activate your chemistry. Now, what does that mean in English? In English, that simply means that you are a biological. Remember, the word bio means course, that ology means words. So there's it's backwards, because English is backwards language. So it's a course words. So it's words that put you on a course. That's biology. So I'm going to say some words. These words are going to put you on a course of action, biological. Then that means that is going to activate your electricity. The word electricity is the word elect and the word city. So therefore, it's going to elect a particular city or cell inside of your DNA. It's going to unfold it. So words are going to put you on a path. This path is going to activate some cells inside of your body, and that is going to motivate or animate your chemistry, your chemistry. So your chemistry is your mystery. And so your mystery is going to unfold because it's your chemistry. Your chemistry is your mystery. It's your mist story. It's the water story. You're made up of water. You're made up of mist. This is the mist story, the mystery. You are a mystery. And the only way you can activate your mystery is that you got to be put on a course of action based upon words. You got to activate your biology. Your biology then controls your electricity, and your electricity manifests itself through your chemistry. You are a biological, electrical, chemical being. And the only way to activate your chemistry is to understand and make sure that you are elected. And the only way to make sure you are elected is to make sure that you listen to the right words that activate the course, your life path. You're not a psychopath. You're not a sociopath. But you are acting like one when you don't understand your life path. And that's all activated by someone who understands how to activate you on a DNA level, which is Clarinomics, which is allows the temple to unfold the DNA blueprint, so you can be successful in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. None of this takes place because all of your energy has been depleted. And how and why? What is depleting your energy? Let's go through the seven areas that are depleting your energy. Number one, non-resolvable conflicts. Non-resolvable conflicts is the number one cause of a depletion of energy. Right now, you're wasting all of your energy. Now, remember, it's your mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect. That gives you effort. Remember, effort is the effect. What causes the effect? So if my hand moves, what causes my hand to move? Let's deal with that. Let's not focus on the effect. Let's focus on cause. Let's not focus on morality. Let's focus on causality. While you're arguing about whether it's right or wrong, you should be focusing on the what causes it to be right or wrong. And so right now, the number one thing of the seven things that is destroying you. Now remember, these seven things prevent you from taking part in my program. You cannot be a part of the Claronomics Temple Building DNA Blueprint for Success program because you don't have no energy. You don't have no INNERG. That's Claronomics. Claronomics is the household management of your energy. Since you're not managing your energy, how in the world can you express, expose, and expand it? It's all gone already. You don't have nothing left. You have no soul. You don't have a mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect that is available. You got one, but it's been used on what? It's been used on non-resolvable conflicts, number one. The number one depletion of your energy source right now as I'm speaking to you is not stress. Stress is the big one, but stress is the effect. What is the causality of stress, brother? What causes stress? Unresolvable conflicts. Now, when I say non-resolvable, because every conflict is resolvable, but unfortunately, without quantum thinking, the solution to your conflict is not on this plane. In order to access the solution to your conflict, you got to go off the planet. You got to jut it in another dimension. That's why they got quantum computers now. Tesla could do this without a computer. Einstein could do this without a computer. Edison could do this without a computer. All the great scientists of the world can do this without a computer. But if you're not one of these greats, then you need a computer. Or you need the Ruach or the Numa, what some call the Holy Spirit. Why? It leads you and guides you to other realms. So right now you are in an issue that's non-solvable, but you can't get out. So what it does, since the brain knows that it is a constant conflict, that means there is a constant underlying problem that can't be resolved. And so you cannot find your way out of this conflict. You do not have the ability to make a decision one way or the other. You're stuck like Chuck. Since you are stuck, you might as well change your name to Chuck, because this is draining all of your bucks. So all of your energy, which is your money, because, again, your energy is a current, is a frequency, and money is currency. So you don't have currency to invest in my program or anybody's program, because you're investing all of your current, all of your frequency, all of your ways, all of your thought. Everything has been drained into this conflict that has been going on and on and on and on without no resolution. There is no end in sight. Look at it. You can't see that. Can you tell me when it's going to stop? No, you can't, because it's been set up by that negative habit pattern. It's been set up by the entity. It's been set up by the ego. It's been set up to sabotage you. Now, remember, a psychological barrier only pops up when it's time for you to get outside of the current box, because you cannot solve the existing problems with the same thoughts, with the same mindset that created it. So when you make the decision to go to the quantum realm, the ego, the old you, the current you says, where you going, homie? You're not going nowhere. We likes it here. Therefore, it shuts down your problem-solving ability. People who solve problems make money. Period. Only people who solve problems make money. Nobody, if you can't solve problems, you can't make money. So if you can't solve your own problems, how in the world are you going to solve somebody else's problems? That's the problem. So it's a vicious cycle. It's a pattern. It's a paradigm. This paradigm will not allow you to move forward. It just drains your energy. It just sucks and sucks and sucks because it's non-solvable. It's non-resolvable. It is a constant entity, because it is an energy. And an energy is an entity, and an entity has its own energy. So the entity's energy, INNER, has replaced your energy. So now your soul, what is demonic possession? I'm in the Mortal Kombat, watching the movie Mortal Kombat, even the game Mortal Kombat. What was it about? Soul. The dude said, I'm going to take your soul. And he would go in and he would snatch the dude's soul out of his body. You remember the movie Mortal Kombat? That movie was what, 70s, 80s? They was telling us back then. Right now, I'm speaking to you, who has possessed your soul? Your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect is under whose control? Who, now, be for real. We can blow smoke, but, man, you can lie to other people, but don't lie to yourself. Who's exercising control of your soul? Your thoughts are not your own. Something is draining all of your thoughts. It's pulling on your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect. It is your job to get it back. That's what I'm doing in 2017. Helping people who want to take back the possession of their own souls. Because right now, there's a lot of technology that's been used. I've done the show, if you ever listened to my show, Electronic Demonic Possession. Brother, sister, you need to make sure that you understand the SSSS because it understands you. Matter of fact, most of the thoughts that you're thinking right now, they're not yours. They've been piped into your head by the silent sound spread spectrum. You want to blow your cookies? Anybody want to get their cookies blown today? Go to Google, type in SSSS. Look at what the Nazis have done. Now, the Nazis is NASA. The new Nazis is NASA. They ain't going nowhere. They just rearranged the letters. Pimp the game. Let me make sure you understand the big picture, brother, because you're in a fight for your life. You really honestly think the universe, they, this particular bloodline that don't breathe oxygen, they breathe nitrogen. They're fire breathers. They're dragons. They're Nephilim. They're reptilian. Do you honestly think they just going to let you walk around and just be wealthy, healthy, wise, and just have great relationships when you're their cattle, you're their meat, you're their food? And you think they're going to let you be like all fat, dumb, and happy when they're trying to eat you, not your flesh? They need your drama. They need your adrenal glands. That's why all animals are killed in a state of fear. You will never, ever, ever eat an animal that has not been killed commercially or has not been genetically modified, organized, or ORM. The GMO is an OR, is an ORM. It's an audible, if I can say the word right, arrange. They rearrange the molecular structure of the meat before you can eat it. That is why people in the hood killing each other because the thing that they're eating, how it was killed. Remember, the spirit of the thing goes into the flesh of the thing at death. If you die in a state of fear, the person who eats that meat, they receive that state of fear. Why do you think they kill animals in a state of fear, brother? Why do you think they kill animals in this? Why do you think all your food, you can't buy no organic food? It doesn't exist unless you raise it and just you burn it yourself. Even the soil has been depleted. There's no minerals and enzymes in the soil no more. This is for real. Somebody don't want you to know what I know. They don't want you to hang out with people like me. They want you to eat healthy and still feel bad. And then what happens? You got a conflict. You can't resolve it. And you got a conundrum because you say, hey, I'm doing everything right, but I still feel sluggish. Because you went to, do you know who owns Whole Foods? I'm just wondering if you know. So you go to a Whole Food restaurant that say that they got genetically modified, they got organic food, and you go over there, man, if you do not go to a local farmer in your hood that you know, and you can almost go to his house and see how he plants his food. The food you're getting and eating has no nutritional value. So therefore, again, there's only seven things that prevent you. These are psychological blocks. These don't allow your brain, your soul, your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, your intellect to take part in my program. Because these blocks is going to come up. And the first one is non-resolvable conflict. I guarantee you right now, everybody that could not participate in my program is because right now you got a conflict in your life that's been going on for a long time that you can't resolve. Why? That's the only way that he pulls your currency, which is your thoughts. Otherwise, you could logically think and say, hey, what Brother Will is saying is logical. It's reasonable. It touches me on my heart. And I know I should be a part of this program. But I got to do this. And that is a non-resolvable conflict. That's number one. Number two, the second reason why you're wasting your energy, your chi, your prana, you're wasting it because you have unrealistic expectations. Man, I've been saying this for eons. Unrealistic expectations and misplaced dependencies. But the second pull on your energy is believing that something that has never happened will happen this time, just because, you know, you just decide this won't happen this time. You're like, you know what? Hey, I'm going to use willpower. Now, I don't know nobody. Well, you know what? That's people I've read about. But I haven't met nobody who has more bulldog tenacity than me. Like when I was a kid, like my father, to this day, you guys told the story, my father would beat me for a man. He would get tired. And I would never, a tear would never roll down my face because I wouldn't give him the satisfaction of seeing me. I'd rather die first instead of giving somebody the satisfaction of seeing me. My tenacity is very dangerous. That's why I do not get in conflicts. Because the few times I have been in one, it was either death or prison. And I came really close to prison a few times. I don't like that. I don't like being that close. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, brothers and sisters. See, believing that something that has never happened before is unrealistic. This unrealistic expectation, for example, let's say that you have a certain, you know, relationship that you want to happen, but it's highly unlikely. But you find yourself putting, you know, a lot of thought into this relationship, either with another person or with another job. Let's say you got a job, but, you know, you're not really qualified for this other job, but you think about it a lot, and you want to apply for it. You know, you set aside and you allocate a lot of energy into trying to get a relationship with this female or this male, or trying to get this new job. Or maybe you're applying for, you know, an auto loan, and you know you really don't meet the income requirements. Whatever it is, you're going after something that is not necessarily not attainable. It's just that it's still a little bit out of your reach, so it requires you to overstride. And so instead of blooming where you panic, you know, you got a wife or you got a husband, but you want this one. You want that one. But it's a little bit outside of your range. But you're expecting something to happen that's probably not going to happen, but you're still pouring more energy into it, trying to believe that this time around it's going to be different. And so what happened is you're setting yourself up for this unrealistic expectation. So you've been disappointed, you've been hurt before, either in this relationship or trying to get this job or going after this particular, whatever you're going after, and it's you're overstriding. You know, you're just not ready yet. And even my program could be one of those things. Maybe you're trying to get into this program and you're just not ready yet. That means that you're overstriding. That means that you got to bloom what you're planning. So what are you doing, though? You're putting all of this thought process into this, this girl you want to talk to. But you know what? She's out of your league. She's not out of your league because of she's out of your league. She's out of your league because you're not in her league, meaning that you're not on the same vibrational frequency. You're not in her economic bracket. You're not in her social bracket. You're not in her or his or whatever. Fortunately, you know, you're going to go for it anyway. You're like, you know what, I'm gonna buy some roses, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna spend all this money and all this time trying to impress this person. That you should be impressing them vibrationally, but you're trying to impress them physically. You see, the way that you get anything in life is to first maintain it in your head before you ever try to touch it with your hands. And so since if you don't have a relationship with this individual in your brain, there will never be no relationship with this individual in your hands. So number two, that's allowing you or that's stealing your energy. Now remember, your energy is your mind, it's your soul, it's your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect. That's how you make your money. Since if those five things are working together, you're going to be wealthy, you're going to be healthy, you're going to be wise, you're going to have a great relationship. That's guaranteed by universal law. Universal law says a double-minded man, we're not going to work with him. The scripture says a double-minded man will not receive anything from God. Because why? He got two minds. So he went to the restaurant and said, I want a chicken fried steak, and then I want a steak fried chicken. And they're like, oh, excuse me? So he's ordering two things at the same time. There's an ancient Chinese proverb that says, if you chase two rabbits, both will escape. Let me say that again. I tried it. And the ancient Chinese proverb was true. If you chase two rabbits, both will escape. That's unrealistic. That's number two. Number three. This is a big one. I've lived by this my entire life. This has kept me alive. And like I said, it's kept me out of prison three times. There's three direct incidents that I can think of right now that I should have been in prison. Federal prison. But the reason I'm not, because of number three. Don't react unless you're going to act. Let me say that again. Too many of you people, myself included. Now remember, these seven things was given to me by God. I'm just sharing them with you so that way they might help you. This is my message. This is not for you. I've invited you in to listen just in case some of what God's telling me may apply to you. So I'm not personally talking to anybody. I don't have time. Taking care of me, my staff, and I, all three of us, it's a full-time job, homie. And I work overtime just to keep my dog behind out of trouble. So I don't have time to be examining and try to make up shows so I can talk about you. Trust me, brother. Trust me, sister. Taking care of me is full-time. I'm talking about me. This is my message. I don't react. That's why I don't do emotions. I don't react unless, if you see me respond emotionally to something, it's because I'm taking physical action next. You will never, ever, ever, ever see me react to nothing unless I'm getting up and moving. Ask my kids. I tell my kids when they was little, BJ, is it your turn to do the dishes?
Yes, sir. Yeah, my turn to do the dishes, Dad.
While I'm talking, I've already gotten up. I've already gotten my belt. And I'm already moving into his room. Why? Because I already know that he doesn't heed my instructions. So therefore, he needs what they call pain compliance. Now, other people, they don't raise their children like that. Say, Johnny, go to bed. Yeah, okay, Mom, I'm going to bed. 10 minutes later, hey, Johnny, can I tell you to go to bed? Oh, yes, ma'am, I'm going to bed. 30 minutes later, Johnny. This is the last time I'm telling you, Johnny. Turn off that TV and go to bed. Okay. He closes the door, turns down the TV, but Johnny ain't going to bed. Why? Johnny knows that Mommy is not going to follow up her reaction with action. So does everybody else in your life. Your job knows it. All your friends know it. Your mate know it. I know it. Everybody knows you talk a good game. But when it comes up time to hit the ball, strike one, strike two, strike three. Now, not you personally, I'm talking about me. This is what I did. This is what I do. This is why I'm changing. This is why I went to the next level. This is why I'm doing in 2017 what I've never done before. Never. Because why? I'm tired of doing these seven things. I'm not taking these seven things. I'm not doing this stuff no more. That's why I don't react unless I am going to act. Why? You should be asking, Brother Will, what's wrong with, you know, not reacting? Let me break it down for you from a biological perspective. See, if somebody does something to you and they're doing this to you because they want you, either consciously or subconsciously, they want to activate your hypothalamus and your amygdala. They want to release adrenochrome or adrenaline mixed inside of your body. They want your brain to respond in fight or flight mode. They want that entity in them, probably not them personally, because again, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. But there is some INNERG who's hijacked their INNERG, and now they are possessed by an entity who is using their energy to mess with you and to get you to emotionally react, because they need your adrenochrome to live. They need you to act out and be emotional so that way they can breathe. So them demons got to get you to act up. So they're going to come around and they're going to punch your buttons and punch your buttons and punch your buttons until you go off, and then bam, that adrenochrome, they're like, ah, oh, yeah, that's what I need right there, brother. That's what I need right there, sister. Keep acting out. I love this, you know, hey, what do you think they got all these freaking reality shows on TV? See, your muscles are all prime. See, your mind is looking for an alternative. That adrenochrome is released inside your body. Your heart starts pumping. Everything is in fight mode. And guess what? Loop. tunnel vision, the neocortex is disconnected, that reptile comes alive. And the reptile now is here. And so now, when that reptile shows up, all the other reptilians can feed. And so they know they got to get you to react, they got to get you emotional, but you can't take action. Because if you take action, then you solve the problem, and then step one goes away. Remember what step one, the number one energy drain, the number one energy drain, non-resolving conflicts. So as long as you get in a conflict and you never come to a solution in that conflict, them demons, they love you. They're going to hang out with you. You're going to be their best friend. Why? You're feeding them suckers. They're not going nowhere. And then that leads you to number four. Because remember, these are energy vampires. That's what demons are. They suck the life out of you because they don't have a body. They are disembodied spirits, so they need yours. And the way that they inhabit your body is they inhabit your mind. They take possession over your soul. So your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, your intellect is theirs, and you think it's yours. So every decision that you're making, you think you're making the decision, then the demons running your, they running the show. How do they know? Because you're not wealthy, you're not healthy, you're not wise, you're not in a great relationship. That means the entities are destroying your life. Because remember, you are programmed. You are programmed at birth for success. Programmed. That means that my heart is programmed at birth to beat. What does it do? Nothing. I mean, what do I do? Nothing. My lungs are programmed at birth to breathe. My kidneys are programmed. So everything, harmony, is, again, the factory setting. That's the factory setting. You were born with a factory, so that means if I reset you, you should be wealthy, healthy, wealthy. But if you're not, entities have hijacked your brain. That is proof of possession. Proof of possession is disharmony. So look in your life and see anything that's out of order. That means that demons are telling you what to do. Now, you think those demons are you. They've been with you for so long that you and them are the same. And so killing them means killing you. That's why you're not going to kill them. I'm not talking about something I read in a book. This is what I did in my own life. But when I killed my demons, guess what? As you guys know, and as I'm killing them now, every time I kill them, right now, one of the ones I'm getting rid of now, man, it's like right now I feel nauseous. I feel nausea. Right now as I'm talking to y'all, I feel nauseated. I feel like I'm about to throw up. Why? Noise is nausea. So anytime you feel nausea, it's because of the demonic noise, because that mind chatter. The demonic mind chatter that's on a subconscious level. You can't even hear it. But subconsciously, it's like a freaking broken record. You ever seen somebody take their fingernail and scratch a chalkboard? Somebody, that sound? That's what's going on in your head right now. And your spirit is disturbed. Disturbia? You ever seen that movie? That's demonic. And that's what I'm getting rid of. And I'm going higher and higher. And the higher I go, the more I get rid of. And guess what? It's refreshing. It's relaxing, and it gives me more energy. Because if you don't, then you're number four. You're stuck in the middle. Number one, that sucks your energy. You're in conflicts that don't have no solutions. You never resolve it. You talk about it. You make y'all sit down, y'all talk about it. Yeah, honey, you know what? We got to do something about this. Okay, yes, we're going to do something about it. Nobody does that. Never come to a conclusion. Number two, you mean to tell me you're going to go after, you know, you're going to go from making $10 an hour to being a millionaire? Unrealistic expectation. Number three, you react to everything. Somebody look at you in the park. Hey, man, what the hell are you looking at? And but what you going to do? Oh, yeah, you're going to buck up to everybody, but you ain't going to bustle. Great. You ain't going to take no action. So number four, you're stuck in the middle. Now, stuck in the middle, that the Bible says, you know, it's better to be hot or cold than to be lukewarm. That means you are immobilized. See, your brain's frontal lobe is the thing that looks for alternatives. The brain's frontal lobe, the neocortex. What's the first thing that happens when you're in a state of fear? Neocortex disconnected. So your frontal lobe is what? Immobilized. So your midbrain gives you the ability to immediately act or to change the situation. So anytime you're faced with a challenge, your frontal lobe and then your midbrain, which is the paleo brain, which is the old brain, they take action. But if the hypothalamus and the amygdala is activated, it disconnects you from the neo and the paleo, and the reptile is activated. That's tunnel vision. Once the reptilian is in charge, he want to do one thing. Pardon, fighting, and effing. I should say, I said one, three. Three elves. Look at your life, brother. Look at your life, sister. Is the three elves permanent? Is that what you're doing? Fun. Oh, man, you like to party. You crack a joke. You hang out with your friends. You go work out. You do, you know, you bump a post up on Facebook, you know, all smiling up, man. You go out with all of your, you spreading the love. You want to love everybody. Oh, yeah, you're a social life, social butterfly. Oh, yeah, you love to have fun. Fight? Oh, man. Somebody tell you good morning. What's so damn good about it? You fight at the drop of a hat. Don't go to the movie and somebody bump into you in an accident and line. Oh, man, go to a club and somebody accidentally waste some beer on your Air Jordans. Oh, man, you'll tear the whole club up. You'll fight just for the, you might as well join MMA. Love the fight. That was me. And then effing, oh, man, if it ain't tied down, but, you know, you're trying to have sex with everybody. Old and young, fat, skinny, you don't care. You're all coming. You'll sleep with anybody. You got a pulse. That's the only requirement. You got a pulse? Okay, come on in. That was me. Fun, fighting, and effing. Demonic. Been there, done that, got three T-shirts. Then after you've done that for a little while, you go to number five. Again, energy vampires. These entities, they stuck to you because they love you. Because they know you're going to feed them, and you feed them well. Talk about me now. Why? Because you're in a life and you can't, you stuck. Now, you can get out anytime you want, but you think, because they're telling you what to think. You're in a relationship, you can get out of the relationship right now. You pack your shit and leave, but no, you're not going to do that. Why? Because somebody else is telling you what to do. Now, the real you, do you really think the real you would put up with the crap you put up with? Hell no. That's what a fake you, not a fake you. You let people, you know, piss on you. You let people disrespect you. You let people talk trash to you. You let people do all this stuff to you. But that's the fake you, because the real you wouldn't put up with that, because you're a royal priest. You are a holy nation. You are a son and daughter of the king. You trample on snakes and scorpions and all power in you. But now snakes and scorpions are trampling on you. Why? You ain't thinking straight. Them suckers done hijacked your brain. That's what they did to me. 50-plus years. I've been the devil's whipping boy. Oh, man, I know all of his tactics. I know all his tricks. That's why I'm telling everybody, anybody that listens. But guess what? Ain't nobody listening. The devil is not going to allow you to hear what I'm saying. You can't, because he knows if you do, you're going to get that first breath, that first energy. Like I said, it happened for me about 2 months ago. And I had this rush of energy. And you guys know I was talking 100 miles an hour. I was cursing on my shows. I was doing everything outside of character that I normally wouldn't do. Man, I lost all my friends. It's like crazy. Why? I got a fresh breath. I finally got something that wasn't tolerating. I got something that was elevating. It elevated me. I wasn't hanging out with people just tolerating me no more. I got a breath of real energy. I'm like, whoa, what is this? And the Father was like, son, if you walk in my anointing, in my power, in my lane, if you walk in my presence, what does your name mean? My name in Hebrew means in the shadow of God. That means I walk through the desert. It's 100 degrees outside. Guess what? I'm in the shadow, brother. I'm in the shadow. I'm walking in the AC. That's the life you're supposed to be living. But instead, you're out here struggling and doing all this other crazy stuff because the entities want you to struggle. That's how they breathe. They breathe and breathe off your struggle. If you are wealthy, healthy, wise, in a great relationship, there is no struggle. There is no adrenochrome. And them suckers can't live with you. They got to go. So guess what? They all pack up and they say, oh, man, he figured us out. We got to go. So they go find, oh, let's go jump in those pigs over there. They got to find somebody else to go and have it. Not in your house. Because why? Ain't no drama. There ain't no adrenochrome. You can solve problems now. Because you're attached to the big G. And the big G, what problems does God got? How does God pray? Can somebody please explain to me, what does God pray when he prays? God don't pray. So why y'all praying? Now, I'm not saying don't pray. Go ahead, you know, keep doing what you're doing. I know it's working for you. But all I'm saying is that I'm a direct descendant of the big G. So whatever the big G does, that's what I do. See, I don't pray to God. I pray as God. I declare and I decree. I create. I'm a co-creator with the creator. I ain't asking for stuff. I'm creating stuff. That's what God does. God is a creator. He said, let there be. And that was, what did he ask? I said, hold up, let me see. Before I create air, I'm going to need to borrow this. I'm going to need to get this. I'm going to hook up with this guy. No. God says, let there be light. And that was light. He said it. He didn't ask nobody. The biggest mistake I made in my life was freaking asking other people for help. Hell no, if I can't do it myself, I ain't going to freaking do it. I'm going to figure it out myself. I'm going to do it. And then I'm going to teach other people. This is how I did it. I'm not wasting no more time. It is my prayer that you decide today stop wasting your time. How are you wasting your time? By being involved with non-resolvable conflicts. They are resolvable. You know what to do? Do it. Unrealistic expectations. Don't expect somebody else to do something for you that you're not willing to do for yourself. Number three, stop, brothers, reacting. Sisters, stop reacting. Somebody comes up to you and you get emotional. You look at somebody, you get all emotional. I don't give a rip how many executive orders Donald Trump passes. You think I'm going to have an emotional response to what Donald Trump does? What can I do? So the sun doesn't come out today. You think I'm going to get all upset? Then people get angry because it's freaking raining outside. What are you going to do? Are you a weatherman? You going to go out and do some Native American dance to control the weather? Until you can do that, stop reacting to stuff you can't control. Don't give your energy to stuff that's outside of your space. Stay in your lane. That's a trick of the enemy, to draw you outside of your position so he can take your position. Don't react to shiftness that you can't control. Don't react unless you are going to step up and say, hey, you know what, I'm going to stop that now. And if you can't, don't react to it. If the sun is not shining, what am I going to do? I cannot take on the government. If the United States government decides to build a freaking border down in Mexico, you think my black behind going to be down there picketing? No. There's a better resource. There's a better way for me to spend my energy. I'm not going to take on the freaking government. I was born at night, but it wasn't last night. So people are taking on stuff that's way outside of their space and their scope. So you need to make sure that you are only reacting to the things that you can take action on. Number four, stay out of the middle. Don't be lukewarm. Either be hot or cold. Don't talk about what you are against. Tell me what you are for. Number five, stop procrastinating. Oh, man, this is a big energy drain. Them demons love when you procrastinate. They love when you procrastinate, see, because, see, let's say you want to do something, but you got all of this. I want to lose weight, but, I don't know, man. I just ain't got time to work out. You see, you lose a huge amount of time and energy putting stuff off. If you're going to do it, do it. If you're not going to do it, take it off the table. Never say, now this is big. This is simple, but this is really big. This changed, this has had a huge impact on my life. Never make a promise to yourself that you're not going to keep. If you make a promise to other people and you don't keep it, yeah, no biggie. But when you tell your brain something, your brain starts to expect it, and it starts spinning, and it starts vibrating on that frequency to draw it. And every time you think about it, again, you are drawing the tools that you need to supply it. But every time you build up all of this stored energy, I'm going to work out at 8, I'm going to work out at 8, I'm going to work out at 8, and your brain and your body's all getting stored up for 8, and then 8 o'clock comes, there's this huge feeling of guilt, embarrassment, conflict. Now, you don't know it, but your chemistry does. So your body is releasing. It was getting ready to exert energy, and now this energy is reserved in the form of a negative emotion. If you continue to do that, that's why a lot of people have these inner tubes around their waist. A lot of women have a lot of fat behind their arms because those are broken promises that they've made to themselves. See, the way that you give up procrastination is to use any type of postponement instead of being, you know, using that postponement in a way that is negative. It is time for you to use any postponement in any area as an opportunity to build a better. 8 o'clock comes and you don't go to the gym take out a piece of paper and develop a better plan so that way tomorrow at 8, whatever stops you from going to the gym tonight at 8 doesn't happen tomorrow. Procrastination is time that should be spent building a better mousetrap. So if you couldn't join my system yesterday and you have to postpone it, you should be working on your plan so that way next year or when I do the next program, you can be in a better position to take advantage of it. Use any postponement as an opportunity for promotion, the ability to build a better mousetrap. In other words, if you are really going to do something, don't wait until the last minute, because why are you just fooling yourself? You have to plan. You have to actually sit down, because prior proper planning prevents piss poor performance. Now try out all those P's and they work. Prior proper planning prevents piss poor performance. And so procrastination is your body, your brain, them entities, they are popping up because, again, it's a psychological barrier. You're ready to go, but bam, something pops up. And what does it do? It's a barrier to you moving forward. Whatever you're moving in the direction of, a barrier is going to pop up. This barrier is psychological. It's not real. But the entities are telling you it is real because they've hijacked and they are now sitting in the seat of your soul and they're telling you what to do. And they're using your postponement because now you've promised yourself and it is an unfulfilled promise. It is a vow. So when the, you know what the Bible says about vow? Hey, don't make a vow unless you're going to fulfill it. And so when you do that, what it is, you have a circle. You see, every cell in your body is a complete circle. And every time you make a promise to yourself and you don't keep that promise, you're poking a hole in that circle, and it's like a balloon. Okay, you blow an air in the balloon, and it holds it in. Every time you blow an air in, air is coming out. Every time you make a promise to yourself and don't keep it, you just poke a hole in your own aura. And that aura, your chi, your prana, your energy, your I-N-N-E-R-G, is releasing E-N-E-R-G-Y. And that makes room for E-N-T-I-T-Y. So entities come in when you go out. So the faster they can get you out, make promises to yourself that you don't keep, the faster they can come in and make promises to themselves that they can keep, which is what? Unresolved conflict. Why? That creates unrealistic expectations. Why? Then that means stuff is going to happen and you're going to react to it, but your reaction to it, you're not in a position to solve it. You ain't got enough money. You ain't got enough time. You ain't got enough knowledge and resources. Or you're not with the right mate. So they know that you can't solve this problem. And so that's going to, again, put you right in the middle where you are immobilized. And now that you're immobilized, guess what you're going to do? You're going to procrastinate. I can't do nothing, man. I'm just going to sit here and just, you know what? Well, maybe not kiss Brother Will's program next year. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know what? I'm going to curse this program. I'm going to do this. So you're immobilized. But now that you're immobilized, now that you go to number six, since you went through all of the other, you know, the other five things that's putting your energy, now you go to the sixth level that takes out some energy. You get involved in a bad deal. So you can't take advantage of what I got going on, so you're going to go join this MLM, or you're going to go join that program or this program or something else. You're going to read something. You're going to do something. And so what you're going to do is you're going to get involved in a project and not a purpose. See, these bad deals are not purpose-based production. See, all relationships are a combination. This combination, you know, it's an exchange. It should be an equal exchange. It should be creating synergy. So I should take my energy and I should connect with your energy, and me and you together have synergy. So if you give too much and I don't give, you're going to develop a little resentment because you're going to feel like, hey, this is a one-sided relationship. But if I got two, see, if you're in a relationship right now and the relationship something going on, somebody feels like they're giving more. There's not an equal exchange. See, again, according to the principle of resonance and then the principle of or the law of equivalent, or the law of equal exchange, if I'm giving 100%, you should be giving 100%. Why? It's balance. But anytime my giving is not reciprocated on the equal plane, on equal foot, my spirit knows it. And it's like something is out of balance. This is not right. So unless you are able to disconnect from that situation, you're going to feel something. What you're going to feel? Man, I feel like I'm being disrespected. I feel like I'm being taken advantage of. I feel something. I don't feel synergy. I don't feel no energy. My energy is being conned. I'm being manipulated. I've been swindled. So you're going to feel out of balance. And if you continue to feel out of balance, it's going to continue to do what? Steal your energy. So right now you are unequally yoked. There is no equal. That's a bad deal. If you are giving something, now see, what I do is I give more in use value than I receive in monetary value. Let me say that again. Very important. I give more in use value than I receive in monetary value. Let me say that again. This is how you guarantee your success. Always give more than you receive. Because why? Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, shall men give unto your brother. Whatever degree that you give, that same degree or that same measure is measured back to you. So the way that you get out of a bad deal is to make sure that you give more than you receive. That requires the other person to elevate their game. And if they don't, guess what it does? It's like reaping coals of fire upon their head. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says when you return good for evil, it's like reaping coals of fire. So if somebody does evil to me, I return good to them. And guess what happens? The law of equivalent exchange, I never have to leave. I just outgrow. So I've been growing and growing and growing. And every time I get to a spot, it happens. It's happening right now. I elevated, and guess what? I met whole new people, and everybody that, a lot of people that I used to know, we don't hang out no more. Now, did I leave them? Did they leave me? Nope. Both just stopped talking to each other. Why? We ain't got nothing in common no more. Why? I grew. Or maybe they grew. Maybe they all grew me. Maybe they grew before I did. But the whole point of the matter is get out of bad deals, because you are making bad deals to steal your energy whenever the amount that you give is not returning back to you. See, I've been doing it all my life. Why? I wasn't charging enough money for my product, my service, and my information. So I was giving, and then I was pissed off. Now, the people that were receiving all my free stuff, they were happy as hell. They were happy, man. They were getting all of this stuff. But I was over here struggling. So then when I changed and I started to charge $5,000, something that's equal, so if I'm giving you all, man, I don't know how, I can't even put it into the English language. Let me just simply say this. The amount of information, the amount of shows, now I've already done the math. Now I would like for you to go to Google and type in, you know, therapy sessions cost. And then go to Google and type in personal training costs. See how much it charged for 1 hour for a personal trainer. See how much they charge for 1 hour to talk to a therapist. See how much it charged to 1 hour. How much does Tony Robbins charge for a personal consultation? How much does Les Brown charge for 1 hour of personal consultation? Now, I used to have people just calling me anytime I would answer the phone. 2, 3, or 4 o'clock at night. My wife was like, honey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm talking to Buzz for the so-and-so. What are y'all talking about? They would call me. I would talk to people. I would answer emails at any time. Do you think, try to call Tony Robbins right now, please. Try to call your Reverend Dr. Bishop on his personal phone. Do you even have it? I don't think so. But all my clients, they got my personal phone. I email them. They email me personally, not no computer. I personally send emails. They're not computer generated. I personally send out my own texts. I personally engage one-on-one. Now, you find another guru. You find another master teacher. You find another Reverend Dr. Bishop that does what I do. And I was charging, what, $20 an hour, and the people weren't even paying that. Now, I'm charging $5,000. I should be charging about $25,000. There's this lady right now. Her, it's called a coaching console. Go to Google, type in coaching console. She charges $25,000 for exactly what I'm doing. $25,000 for her personal consultations. Now, I'm doing personal one-on-ones with all of my clients and group. She charged $100,000 for what I'm charging $5,000. Yeah, I don't really know. Because most people haven't done the research, but they are complaining. They say, well, Brother Will, that's kind of, you know, $5,000 is really. People complain about my books. Have you ever seen, go and type in any type of a medical journal, or go and look at any type of a textbook, because most of my books are written in the form of a medical journal or a textbook. It's instruction, and it's didactic. That's why it's 400 pages, usually about one or two words. Now, go to Harvard or Yale and see how much their textbooks cost, and then compare it to my books. But see, since there is no comparison, then people don't really understand the value. And so it's easy to complain about something that you don't know how much it cost or was put into it. That's why I always give more in use value. So I'm charging $5,000 for something that I should be charging $25,000. So to me, that's a really good value for you. But it's still a good value for me. Because when I was charging $1,000 for it, I was getting ripped off. And so my spirit knew, and so therefore I was doing it, but I wasn't doing it 100%. And so therefore both parties were getting ripped off. So now I'm charging something that's of equal value, and it makes me feel appreciated. And now I can deliver a product and service with this feeling of value, a feeling of love, a feeling. So I could have did this a long time ago. How come I didn't do it? Number one, I was involved with non-resolvable conflicts. Number two, I had unrealistic expectations. Number three, I was reacting to stuff that I wasn't going to solve. I wasn't going to take action, but I was reacting to it. I was putting my energy into it, and I couldn't get no energy back. But there was no end in sight. Number three, I was in the valley of decision. I was in the middle. I was immobilized. I didn't know what to do. Should I charge more? Should I charge more? If I charge more, I'm going to lose all my friends. I know they can't really afford. So I was in the middle. Then that may be number five, I start procrastinating. Oh, I don't know what I do. What should I do? Should I charge more? Should I charge less? And then I didn't know what to do, so I did bad deals. I wrote bad books and I did bad shows. And then number seven, and last but not least, the biggest drain of energy is not living in the moment. Living in the moment, at one with. The word atonement is at one with. It means to be at one with the big G, at one with your higher self. So, brothers and sisters, there is no past, there is no future, there's only now. That's what the Bible says. Now, faith is. Not tomorrow, not yesterday, now. The only thing that matters is right now. Right now. Live in the now. Best way to waste your energy is to live in the past or live in the future. Why? Because that keeps you from living in the now. Brothers and sisters, those are the seven things that stole your energy. Now you got to get it back. So tomorrow we're going to talk about the seven ways to get your energy back. Because we just talked about the seven things that stole your energy. Number one, you are in something, and this ain't going on for years. You're still fighting it, and it's still going on. And you had an unrealistic expectation. You expect somebody to do something that you ain't willing to do yourself? Are you walking around like royalty? I mean, it blows my mind. There's people who walk around who think that the world owes them something. There's black folks I know walking around still think the government owes them 40 acres and a mule. What the? Where did you get that from? They got unrealistic expectations. Number three, you are reacting to everything and you can't solve nothing. The freaking starts raining and you go off, start turning off the chairs in your house. Oh, what the man? I wanted to go to the park today and it's freaking raining. You put all of that energy gone. Whew, all that energy gone. You can't get it back. It's gone. Because you're reacting to stuff that you can't solve. You can't take no action on that. Don't react unless you can act. Stay out in the middle. Stop being immobilized. Make a decision, man. Either join me or don't join me. But join something. Get out of the middle. Stop procrastinating. Stop putting off today. Stop putting off what can be done today for tomorrow. If you can do it today, do it today. Stop procrastinating. Number six, if you know what the best program is, rate, plan, save up your money. Be your highest self. Stop settling for less and settle for more. Settle for your best. Do your best. Strive for greatness because greatness is inside of you. Stop doing. Get out of these bad deals. And number seven, stop worrying about what you did in the past. So you made a mistake. You made a big mistake. I'm talking about, huge mistake. So what? We all did. I don't think you probably made more mistakes than I have. I'm still here doing well. I made a lot of mistakes. I'm still here. And guess what? Doing good, brother. Doing very good, sister. And I made more mistakes probably than just about anybody I know. Don't live in your past. The future will take care of itself. I'm worried about today, right now. And I highly recommend that you live in the moment. Whoever's standing in front of you, give them a hug, tell them, man, I love you. Who's ever in your house, start there. Live in the moment, brother, right where you are. Bloom where you planted. Do what you can with what you have. Do the best you can with the information and with the knowledge, with the money, and with the time that you have. Do the best you can right where you are. And then you're going to outgrow that place, and then the Father, the universe, will take you to the next level. My brothers and my sisters, stop wasting your energy and start putting your energy in the things that's putting energy into you. This is Dr. Will Rogers. I am Master Teacher 33. I bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Doesn't matter, you better get your energy and put it in the ladder. you made out of.
Yeah.
Life is just a chance for you to
what?
Show.
Oh,
but you can't.
Huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.